shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening, this is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over shortwave radio station WWCR on both transmitters 3 and 4, that's 4.840 megahertz and 5.890 megahertz, and also shortwave radio station WBCQ at 7.490 megahertz. Both of those stations do have internet links that you can listen to, and you can also go to our website, kingidentity.com, go to the radio page, and you can listen from the links there. If you would like to participate in tonight's program, you can call our toll-free number, 877-924-7722, 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAHS-RACE. If our foreign listeners or if anybody in the U.S. would just like to dial direct, they can also dial in by dialing 678-949-5091.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Kingdom Concepts. I'm David James, and I will be your host tonight. Just so you'll know who I am, I've been on this show a couple of times before with the Pastor's Roundtable. I'm one of the hosts from EurofolkRadio.com. I do several weekly radio shows, including Saxon's Creed, EFR News Midweek Edition, the One-to-One Radio Show, News Bites, and the Pastor's Roundtable. If you'd like to get in touch with me, just log on to davidjamesboston.com, where you can see my music, hear my music, and read my blog. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a privilege to be able to speak to you tonight. Hello to all of you out there, whatever time it is in your time zone. Tonight I have an interesting topic for you. And we're going to be reading from the book of Revelation 12, chapter 12. You know, in our world today, the things that are going on are easily explained when you read this chapter, because we see that we're being surrounded. The woman, Israel, who are the white Israelite nations, are being surrounded by the flood of immigrants. Later in this chapter, we'll see where that flood comes from. And it says in verse 1, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and moon under her feet. And upon her head was a crown of 12 stars," which of course stands for the 12 tribes of Israel. "And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. What's very interesting about that verse in verse 4 is there are parallels that have happened. When Abraham was born, there was an event with the stars in heaven where stars from four corners were, four cardinal corners were swallowed up by another star. And this is from the book of Jasher. And Nimrod, who was the king at the time, wanted to kill Abraham because he was the child. And that parallels exactly what is happening here. We know that this dragon, this Edomite Jew, Herod, wanted to destroy and devour this child whom was Yahweh in the flesh, Yeshua. That's a great parallel in case you weren't aware of it. I've done teachings on that, and it is amazing what you'll find in the book of Jasher. It's an extensive book that has many, many chapters about many, many things. Let's look at verse 4, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. Well, if you've ever read the book of Adam and Eve, you know that Halel is his name, but he has many names. Lucifer is the Latin translation of Halel, or Hellel. Literally, hell is in his name. And When he was told by Michael the Archangel that Yahweh wished all the angels in heaven to worship the image of God, who was Adam, the literal offspring of Yahweh, the devil said, "I'm not going to worship him. I'm an older being than he is. He should worship me." And therefore he rebelled against Yahweh and Yahweh's wishes. Notice it's the image of God that was to be worshipped, where we hear the image of the beast in the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. The image of the beast is to be worshipped by the peoples of the world. But the heavenly host was to worship the literal offspring, the image of God. So at that point, Halel, or Hellel, whichever you want to say, Lucifer, his tail drew a third of the part of stars out of heaven. They all were cast down. The devil put it this way, I was hurled down. And so when they agreed to go with him, they fought Michael and the archangels in the heavens and were cast down to the earth. And they are not allowed to leave the earth, which is very interesting. They've got all sorts of things going on, like CERN, NASA. We remember Jack Parsons trying to do the golem to open up so that the devil could leave the planet. That's what CERN's for, ladies and gentlemen. They tell you it's to open it up and bring demons into here. But really what it is it's to get this devil off the planet. But this devil is not going to be able to leave the planet because he's been hurled down here, and he's going to stay down here until Yahweh says further, plain and simple. And so from that day forward, he hated Adam and Eve. And he tricked Eve while she was doing penance. And he tricked her to get out of the water. And when she went with the devil and they went to see Adam, Adam was astonished that she was tricked yet again by this same devil. And they asked him, "Why do you hate us?" And so if you're wondering in your world why you're being persecuted by devils and his offspring, the seed line of Cain, the Edomite Jews, wonder no further, because that hatred started then with their father. And when Cain killed Abel, that hatred continued. Cain was not Abel's full brother. Cain was an hybrid. He was an abomination to the father because he was half angel and half Adamite. And so he killed Abel, just as the devil. You see, if Adam was the image of God and the offspring of God, and he was actually the son of God. Yeshua is actually the son of man, though religions will call him the son of God. But Adam is truly the son of God. And so because the devil had been hurled from his first estate, the first thing he did to Adam and Eve was trick Eve and got her thrown off her first estate and Adam's first estate. They got thrown out of the garden. That was the first revenge. Not only did he corrupt the bloodline, because corruption is what the devil does, and his offspring are just like him. They corrupt man and corrupt men utterly. And I always like to say this so you'll know this, because this is remarkable. You see, Abel was a sheep herder, and he brought his sacrifice to Yahweh, his offering. And Yahweh deemed it worthy and was proud and consumed it. But Cain, who was the offspring of an corrupt tree, the tree of the knowledge of fruit, the knowledge of good and evil, Cain was a corrupt tree and corrupt tree, and a corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. And what I found interesting that I'd never heard anyone say before is that when Cain brought his offering of fruit, because Cain was a farmer, he didn't bring Yahweh the best fruits or the first fruits, and therefore Yahweh would have none of it and did not accept his offering as good. And of course, you've got to see it Yahweh's way. I mean, after all, he created all of these fruits. He would know what a good fruit looked like, no matter what fruit it was. So if it was an apple or if it was a pear, he'd know what the best of the best would be because he created them. But the proof is, as Yeshua says, a corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. And Cain was the seed, the offspring, the seed line that was corrupted, and he couldn't even bring forth good fruit as an offering, never mind good fruit in his life. As a matter of fact, in the book of Jasher, we find that Cain was very upset with Abel because Abel was letting his sheep feed in Cain's land. And when Cain came over to him and said, "What's going on? Why are you letting your sheep feed on my land? I don't want you to do that." Well, Abel revealed that Cain was stealing his sheep and eating his sheep and clothing himself with the sheep, with the wool of the sheep. He was stealing them then, though. He wasn't asking for them. He wasn't given them. You see, a corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. Not in an offering, not in life. It's the same as the Jew today, the seed line of Cain today. They cannot bring forth good fruit because they are the offspring of a corrupt tree. And when he killed his brother, because he got angry, as most hybrids do, he couldn't control his emotions, you see, like the hybrids we see today, these hybrid Negroes that are half white and half black, or these hybrid Muslims that are marrying their cousins, or these hybrid Jews that are mixing with every race under the sun and their cousins as well. They can't control their vessels. They can't produce good fruit. As a matter of fact, they don't want anything to do with working. And of course, Cain has been cursed from being a farmer. So, this devil, ever since he's been hurled out of heaven, has hated the Adamic race and has pursued the Adamic race, walking to and fro on the earth, seeking to whom he may devour. And his children have inherited this hate. And one thing you'll know about the Jews and the devil is they never forget. They never forgive, and they never forget. That's what one of the mottos that you'll always hear them say. You know, they waited 102 years to get the Tsar's family after, in 1815, the Tsar torpedoed the League of Nations. They waited 102 years to get that revenge, and they killed the Tsar and his family. This was the Tsar's, you know, relative. And that's when the Bolshevik Revolution happened. They stole all the Tsar's money. So these devils, they never forgive and they never forget. And so, what happens after? So she brings forth the man-child in verse 5. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto Yahweh and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 2,260 days. Now this is the war I was telling you about. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. In other words, there it is. He has lost his first estate. And it says in verse 9, and that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And there it is. That's verse 9, the devil's favorite number, by the way. And it's very interesting when you think about the fact that the devil brought himself into tangible form, which makes it impossible for him to go back. In the same way Yahweh came in tangible form as Yeshua. So, number 10, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, even though he's been cast down, that doesn't mean he's still not accusing. Not only is he accusing the seed of Adam, to be able to blush, but his literal offspring, the Jews, are accusing. And they've been doing this all through time, all the time we've spent on this so-called planet. And they will continue because there is no forgiveness in their hearts. You know, when I did a teaching on the book of Job, an extensive teaching on it, I knew that it was a test for Job, but I also knew it was a test for the devil. And when he was told that he could attack, he didn't waste a second, because his hate is of a magnitude that is probably something you can't measure. And Yahweh took note of these things and realized just how evil this devil was. It was a test. There was no mercy in this devil. And there's no mercy in his children, his offspring, the Jews, the seed line of Cain. And one fellow that I knew, I had to tell him for about, I think it was 3 to 6 months until he understood. I said that Yeshua said to the Pharisees, the Jews who were put in place by Herod, after he killed off all the bloodline of Aaron, in order to be in the Israelite priesthood, you had to be of the Aaronic bloodline. Well, Herod the Jew, the Edomite Jew of that time, this devil of his day that wanted to consume Yeshua as a child, he placed in the priesthood these filthy Jews, these Pharisees that always wanted to see a sign. And they accuse and accused. But what he told them was this: you are guilty of all the bloodshed from Abel to Zacharias, or Zechariah. It says both names if you pay attention in the New Testament. This Zechariah was John the Baptist's father. And this fellow I was telling this to couldn't understand that. He didn't understand what I was telling him. I mean, how could Yeshua say to a Pharisee in his time that he was guilty of the bloodshed all the way from Abel to his own time? He was telling us all something. He was telling us about the seed line of Cain, the serpent seed line, the seed line that has been at war with us since Yahweh commanded it in the garden, the seed line that has been at war with us since its father was hurled out of heaven. This war is still going on, and they're still guilty of all the bloodshed, all the way from Cain up until this moment, ladies and gentlemen. And that includes the child ritual murder sacrifice. Now, I must tell you something about the Jews that you must realize. They were kicked out of all the countries of Europe 109 times for child ritual murder sacrifice, usury, property theft, money theft, wealth theft, general nastiness, poisoning wells, and many, many other dastardly deeds. And so what they learned in our modern day was that they would get in control of who made the laws in countries so that they could legalize child ritual murder sacrifice, which, of course, ladies and gentlemen, is abortion. Abortion has been made part of the medical community, and as the priesthoods of Lucifer, the Saturnalian priesthoods, the priesthoods of Baal, in the courts, in the religions of the world, they wear the black robes. Well, the other religions wear the white robes, so to speak, or white coats. Like in the medical community and the science community, etc. And so they've legalized child ritual murder sacrifice. You see, they're not killing their children on the abortion table. They're killing our children. And they're guilty of that blood as well. But they're also guilty of war and sending us, our people, to perpetual war. In case you hadn't noticed, we've lost 2/3 of our people in the last 100, 150 years through wars, through diseases, through famines that never needed to be, that were orchestrated. So if Yeshua were here right now, they'd kill him again. And if Yeshua were here right now, he would tell them they were guilty of all the blood shed from Abel to this present minute. And this will continue for however long Yahweh will allow it to continue. So let's go further here now. Okay, before I go, I should say about the other laws. They've, of course, have made usury legal as well. So they've used the laws to legalize everything they were kicked out of the countries of Europe for. I really should finish that and say that. Do you understand what I'm telling you now? In other words, they were kicked out of those countries for all those types of things. And now they made them all legal in our countries, in the Israelite nations. So they can't be kicked out for those things, you see, because they're legalized by law. Now, those laws, as far as I'm concerned, have no validity because we're not supposed to be adding any laws. We're supposed to be going by the laws of Yahweh, and that's all we need. However, men always think they're smarter than God, especially Pharisees. Think about the gravity of what I've just told you. They've legalized everything by law that they were getting kicked out of countries for. Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. We've all heard these verses before, haven't we? Do they mean anything different to you this time? Well, they always seem to take on new life. You know, when I read the garden story in Genesis 3, I always learn something new. It doesn't matter how many times I read it. It is amazing that you will learn something new and see something you never saw before. Perhaps as some of the things I've told you tonight. Verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. You see, that woman is Israel, the woman with the stars. We are the bride of Christ. The Adamic race is that woman, the Father's wife. And as we are the body of Christ, the devil has his own body, the body of Shaitan, which I've been teaching about out of B.F. Jackson's book. I did a series you might be interested in called The Mystery of the Serpent. And I'm currently doing his second book, which is called, it's a series called The Mystery of Satan and the Devil. And it is amazing what you'll learn through this series. You see, this angry devil, he's still angry. Perhaps that's why it says he's red. He's angry. And though you see his offspring smile all the time, they're very angry and hateful too. You see, when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he began to persecute the woman. And that was Eve. His hate immediately went into operation. And when he seduced Eve, and this corrupt tree brought forth corrupt fruit in the form of Cain, he persecuted the woman in the sense of he killed one of the offspring of the woman, another of the Adamic race. You see? And of course, she brought forth the child, Yeshua, Yahweh in the flesh. And they've been persecuting and you know, when you think about it, the devil was on the doorstep on every turn. And I love to show people this because it's very interesting. You see, just as Yahweh was bringing forth the race, and the image of God was Adam, and the image of Adam was his wife. And this was to be a glorious thing. They had eternal life. And they had the glory of Yahweh shining on their bodies. And they lived in the garden and did not have to work to eat. It was a good life. But the devil saw that, and his jealousy and anger, and he got his revenge. And his son got his revenge. And his offspring are continuing today to get their revenge against the woman that he persecutes. You know, as they persecute the Israelite nations, as they are, they claim they're the ones being persecuted and have always been persecuted. Verse 14, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. Now let's pay attention to verse 15 here. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And so today we are surrounded in the Israelite nations by a flood of immigrants. And these are the goat nations, you see. These are beasts of the field that defecate anywhere like an animal does. And they hate like the devil does. You know, he was cast, they were all cast out of his mouth as a flood to come after the woman. And the devil's offspring, you can see, is his representative on the earth. And as I was telling you, the body of Christ is the Christian people. But not the Judeo-Christian people. That's a total different religion, and it's an abomination to Yahweh. That's an hybrid religion where you have mixed priesthoods, and Yahweh does not want anything to do with mixed priesthoods. There is no Jewish Jesus. There is no Jew God in the sky, as Charles Giuliani says. I think he calls him a Jew pig in the sky. I wonder what might happen to this fellow. No, Yahweh's not Jewish. No, there's no such thing as a Jewish Jesus, whom is a hippie and effeminate, and also loves everybody. So the body of Satan on this earth is comprised of the B'nai B'rith, two ambassadors. It's the body of Shaitan. And it's got its claws on both hemispheres. And there are the mutes of the Kehillah. And there are the heralds of the Kehillah. And they all play their parts. They all, the mutes, what they do is they silence any bad press that are given to the devil's offspring. And this is something I had said earlier today, but I have to say it again. The ADL, which is a terrorist group, the SPLC, a terrorist group, the Simon Wiesenthal Center, a terrorist group, what they want to do and what their purpose is to destroy our culture and destroy Christianity And what they do is they decide who is their enemy. And once they've decided who their enemy is, they wish to make their enemies the enemies of all the people of our country and other countries. They want you to take on people that they've determined to be their enemies and make them your enemies. And what you're not realizing is that the enemies are these groups themselves. The reason they define their enemies is because anybody that speaks against them, anybody that believes in the scriptures, anybody that wishes to keep this nation pure, anybody that loves the Bible and guns, anybody that wants to stand up for their rights, anybody that doesn't agree wholeheartedly with them is their enemy. But dear listener, that doesn't mean who they define their enemy is your enemy. It's actually the very opposite. Because the Jews always call other people what they are. Those are the haters. Their father, the devil, is a hater, as I've proved to you in this message. They are haters. They're the biggest racists in the world, besides the blacks. And they hate our nation. They hate our culture. They hate Yahweh. They hate the Israelite nations. They hate the Adamic race. They are white haters. They hate nationalism because they are internationalists, and they have a curse on them that they shall never have a land of their own. Remember that Cain was told he could not farm and that he would be a vagabond and a wanderer. So what you see is they had to do all the dastardly things they did to steal that little nation over there. But the problem is this is 69 years later and they still don't have that nation. And I love to say this. Why? Because Yahweh said so. That's why. They won't have a nation of their own. They only occupy a portion of that nation. And it's really not even, it's not theirs. It has nothing to do with them. They're not from there originally. They have had nothing to do with that place historically until 1948. They roam the earth like their father, seeking to whom they may devour. And I hope this connects dots for you. I hope that you understand what I'm telling you. And I believe you do. They're just like their father. As you can see, the Adamic race is just like their father in many ways. We have our problems right now, of course, and I know that. But we are patient, and we are merciful like our father, and forgiving like our father. You see the difference between the two seed lines? Can you see the contrast? It's a sharp contrast. You know, just because Jews smile at you doesn't mean they're your friend. A smile can be used as a weapon. And so these servants, these haters, these Jews, these Canaanite Jews, Cain, seed line of Cain Jews, have brought all the other hybrids into our nations to persecute us. And that's why it says, "And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood." Yes, more blood is being spilled every day because they've brought these other hybrids into our nations. And this is a time, yes, judgment starts at the house of Yahweh first. But there's coming a time soon. You see, these races, they're having their fun right now. They're being allowed to complete their sin. And they're having their fun. They're raping. They're killing. They're getting away with things. This is a time of great joy for those who hate the woman and are persecuting her violently and virulently. But their judgment shall come swiftly. And we see that judgment in verse 16, where it says, "And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, as he always has been." He's angry. He was angry when he was hurled from heaven. He was angry when he was speaking with Adam and Eve. And so he was wroth with the woman, and he went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, or Yahweh, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Understand something about Judeo-Christianity. And that's this. It is not Yahweh's will. It is an abomination to Yahweh. The Jews are not God's chosen people. They happen to be the devil's people. They're not only hybrids and guilty of all kinds of general nastiness and blood and everything else, but their time is going to come very soon. And so this is not going to continue forever, ladies and gentlemen. So let me talk a little bit more about it. So the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of Yahweh and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm back on track now. I get this. You see, Judeo-Christianity, they believe that the law has been ceased. They believe that you can just say a prayer and that you can continue with your life like a hellion and you'll be included in the kingdom. But the key to verse 17 is this. That he went to make war with the remnant of her seed, the seed of Israel, the woman Israel, not the Jews, the Israelites, the white Adamic race, which keep the commandments of God or Yahweh and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Those that love me keep my commandments. You see, we must be obedient to Yahweh and must continue being obedient, and we must be overcomers, as the book of Revelation tells you over and over and over again. We must run the race, as the Apostle Paul said. And we must have the testimony of Jesus Christ. For those of you that are Judeo-Christians and you think the Jews can be saved, do they have the testimony of Christ? Well, of course not. Well, do they keep the commandments of Yahweh or God? No, of course not. No, they don't. As a matter of fact, all religions of the world have admitted that Lucifer is their god. Yes, the Pope in 4K, he admitted that Lucifer, that he said that Lucifer was the God of the Catholic Church and that Jesus was his son, Lucifer's son. So you know how cuckoo he is, right? And you know the God of the Muslims is Hubal, which translates to Baal, which also translates to Lucifer, and all the religions. And so this Judeo-Christianity, it's an hybrid religion, just like the Catholic religion is an hybrid religion. It's got elements of Christianity, but it's pagan. It's Babylonian in origin. And it's not a religion at all, as a matter of fact. It's a criminal cartel, worldwide criminal cartel, in the guise of a religion. We know that it's communist in nature. And this is the same for Judaism. You see, that's where most people get confused in the Bible or the scriptures, is the difference between Jew and Israelite. And since I've never spoken to this audience before, let me tell you something that is going to be of great value to you. The Apostle Paul says that he's an Israelite from the tribe of Benjamin. He didn't say he was a Jew, but they call him a Jew. Everyone wants to say the Apostle Paul was a Jew. But you see, he was an Israelite from the tribe of Benjamin. And how do I know he wasn't a Jew? Because he was a citizen of Rome, and no Jew could be a citizen of Rome. How do you like those apples? And so there it is. And when you realize that there's no such thing as a Jewish Jesus, and there's no such thing as a Jewish God in the sky, and that the scriptures are Israelite literature, not Jewish literature, you'll understand the difference. There's a difference between Israelite and Jew. You have to pay attention to whom the Apostle Paul is speaking in all the books, like the Philippians and the Hebrews. The Hebrews are not the Jews. Hebrew means colonizer. That's one of the meanings of Hebrews. Hebrew. You know who the colonizers are, the Adamic race. The Jews do not speak Hebrew. They speak an hybrid language because they are an hybrid mob of people. They speak Yiddish. They don't speak Hebrew. It has elements of Hebrew, but it is not Hebrew. And you will find that Hebrew is a language that you can understand when you read Welsh and other languages from that area of the world, the UK. Very interesting. And so here we are again. I'm at the point that I was supposed to be at before. I hope that you have enjoyed our time together tonight. I know I have. I hope you've learned some things. I hope you'll visit me at davidjamesboston.com or eurofolkradio.com. And may Yahweh richly bless you with wisdom and knowledge, and may he protect you from the flood that the devil has poured out of his mouth.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message, and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our costs plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.
Out on the street in the multicultural jungle, the animals are always hunting. Hunting for prey that are unaware that they are being hunted. The fake news media has kept the public in the dark for decades. While you stare into your cell phone, you may be caught unaware and find your clothes soaked with your own blood. It only takes a second for the beasts to strike. You thought to yourself, these are my brothers and sisters. They would never harm me, because of course, I would never harm them. This kind of logic can often get you into trouble in the city that's really a jungle. Maybe if we just try to understand them, this will change in time. But it won't. But time for you is running out quickly. You are not safe at all. You just think you are. As you walk through the alley, there are five beasts that are keeping an eye on you. And if it wasn't for the other people in the alley this time, you would have been an easy target for the taking. Cold, dark, and dreary images taint the sidewalks, and the sound of footsteps behind you are never considered a threat. Yet many have died this way. Never relax around beasts of this jungle, or you may make your mother a sad woman. This has been a warning from EuroFolkRadio.com.